Well, Q, progress report brings us to Eagle center Jason Kelce, a veteran.
Yes.
But he shows that you can get better with age. Jason Kelce back to playing at a Pro Bowl level, man. Let's watch him in this game. And here's the thing that we have to look at with Jason. I talked about him playing back at a Pro Bowl level. It's the run game, right? This run game is humming. Yep. And it's because of his versatility in the blocking game that allows the Eagles to do multiple things with the backs.
I'm glad you touched on the versatility, because that's what he is. That's what he brings to this offense. Ability to do so many things. A guy that can handle this nose. He's got to reach this nose. This is a tough block. But watch his feet. Watch how well he moves his feet to stay square on the nose, to make sure that the running back can get to the outside. He does so many things well, and you're right. That's a big reason why this offense is running the way it runs.
Yeah, Jason's ability to get out in open space and really show his athleticism is really a big key to this running game. You watch him here, you're going to see he gets a pull out, and all the running game is predicated on the backs that are in there. But how many centers do you know can pull out to kick out a defensive end?
See, that's where I think he's at his best. When he gets out on the perimeter, the things he's able to do, showing his athleticism. Like, this is Robert Quinn, one of the best outside rushers that the Rams have, and one of the better ones in the game. But he's able to get to the outside, get a hat on him, and able to create that space for the running backs. On the perimeter, he's one of the best there is.
Yeah, you watch how the running game is built for the perimeter with guys like Jay Ajayi and Corey Clement. We get this big guy in here, LeGarrette Blount. We want to get him going downhill. And here's where Jason is able to get a trap play, right? You got Brent Celek coming here. That's a kick out there. But Jason, up to the second level on the safety or the linebacker, is really what sets this play up, gives LeGarrette Blount a nice little hole, and then look how he finishes the block. He's still blocking downfield.
Well, then you're not going to get those downfield runs unless you have guys like this getting down the field, making sure that they get ahead on guys. That's how you get those big runs down the field.
We watched his versatility in the running game. You know how versatile he is, getting out on the perimeter, blocking in space, but it also makes him a great blocker in the screen game.
Excellent.
You watch here, this screen, as we send it up to Corey Clement. I mean, it's because Jason's able to get out here, nice patience. He's basically just mirroring that block, waiting for that defender to commit. He doesn't commit too early, gets on the safety. Look at that. That's a pancake. Lyman, love that.
Well, two things. You don't want to get down the field too fast. You want to make sure that you're there for this guy when he has the ball and he's ready to take off. So he shows the patience. He doesn't commit early, like you said. But when that timing is there, when he knows that it's time to go, he's able to put him on his back, and it gives a lot of space for Corey Clement to get down the field. Jason on the perimeter is at his best, but I like now what he's starting to do at the line of scrimmage, able to control that nose guard, able to get to the second level. So many things that he does that really makes this offense go in the run game.
We rarely have a veteran in the progress report, but I think it's appropriate this year. Jason having a bounce back year from last year, I think he's back to playing at a Pro Bowl level for a center.
No question.